Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and today, buckle up, I am taking you for a ride. I am quite literally in the car on my way home, and I haven't done a car chat in a while, so I figured the baby is napping. I've got a little more time left on the road, and I also have a million and ten thoughts in my head that I figured, you know what, let me just process this on the podcast. You all said that you really liked car chats last time I did them. So welcome into my chaotic brain today. But ultimately, I hope you walk away from today's episode feeling seen, feeling heard, but also just with hopefully some gold nuggets, some takeaways. I want to share with you some things that I've talked about this week in client sessions, and I know that that's going to help you too. If you're new to Fit Friends Happy Hour, welcome. I just want you to know that this is more than a podcast. This is a community. This is a movement where we really help to help you redefine the word fit. And we do that through one-on-one and group heart-centered evidence-based nutrition counseling programs. I also offer a weekly newsletter that's totally free where I give a weekly recipe, a mantra, just like non-diety, hopefully helpful tips and tricks and things that just put you in the right headspace, headed into the week, help you cut out the noise around diet culture and keep your blinders on, stay this path because boy, is it hard and it is so worth it. So if you're interested in joining that, go to katiehake.com/newsletter. We also deliver our message through social media. So my Instagram account is at katiehake. I like to post a lot on stories and just take you along for the ride. So if you're not connected there already, please reach out. And if you're new, I would just love to meet you. Say hi, send us an email, and we'll put all the links to all those in the show notes. All right, buckle up. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey.
First of all, why am I driving? I am actually on my way back from Cincinnati, Ohio. I was talking to my niece's Girl Scout troop about nutrition. And of course, any opportunity to talk to the youth, to get in front of, like, especially that age range, she's like 7, 8, I jump on it immediately because, oh my gosh, I just think if I were to hear the messages that I hear now around food, around movement, like, Wow. It's so impactful. It's such an influential age. And there's so much that needs to be said. So that's number one. I'm going to come back to that. Also, just again, I hope you're buckled up because I got my little like Bluetooth microphone on. My 10-month son is in the back. He's finally calmed down. So thank you for bearing with. I might be talking a little choppy because if he's got something to say, I'm going to be quiet. But this is my brain right now. My brain is like a ping pong machine, you know that arcade game where you pull that the lever, you let go, and it's a little spring and it shoots the ball and the ball just like bounces around. I don't even know what it's called. I'm losing my mind. That is what my brain feels like. So just warning you, if you can relate to that, you're in good company. Before I hit record on this podcast, I'm in much better spirits now, but when I tell you I was ugly crying, like, you know, the crying where the corners of your mouth are just frozen, like your jaw is frozen wide to your shoulders, like you just can't let go of that face and you just like are heaving and you feel like you're gonna get sick and you just like you can't even breathe. Yeah, I had to pull over because I was that level of crying. Because for those of you who don't know, if you're new here, like I said, I've been recording the podcast for quite some time now, but I have a private practice, which is, you know, the basis of this podcast, what I talk a lot about. And I also work full-time in the fitness industry. I work for a boutique fitness company, and I support the international studios. So that often requires me to travel overseas. And you're going to hear me use the word and a lot. And it's a practice that I use with clients, and I really try to practice what I preach. So it is a dream job. It is such an opportunity. It is such a blessing. It has given me so many amazing experiences and exposed me to so many culturals, especially in the fitness industry, which I otherwise would not have even known existed. And I'm so grateful for that. And every time I have to travel, it is so freaking hard. Doesn't matter if it was, you know, he was 3 months old, 4 months old. Here we are at 10 plus months. And it is so hard. It is so hard. And it just makes me think about, you know, I don't know where you're at. If you're a mom, if you want to be a mom, if you don't want to have kids. Also, I hope you can't hear this like Mickey Mouse microwave in the back. Please hold. Let me reach back. Don't worry. I'm safe. My eyes are on the road. Okay. Minnie Mouse was stuck under something and wouldn't stop talking. Again, I'm safe. I have a Bluetooth microphone. Don't worry out there. My hands are 10 and 2. It's all good. What was I saying? Oh, I don't know where you're at on your journey. I don't know if you are a mom, if you want to be a mom, if you choose not to have kids, whatever, wherever you're at, do you? That's totally cool. But I just go back to the comparison trap where it's just amazing how one thing that feels right for you like may feel totally wrong for someone else, and how we really just can't compare, because like you look at someone's highlight reel and you think, wow, their life must be amazing. But you like have no idea. We have no idea. It's like comical to even think about how we know is such a surface, and how social media just leads us to believe that like it's a certain way, and it's definitely not. So there's that. But I'm learning in therapy to process my emotions. I'm learning about myself and what I do when I have a difficult, for me right now, it's traveling. When that comes up, I like compartmentalize. I don't deal with those feelings until like cue the day before I'm leaving. It all hits me like a ton of bricks. And so I want to share an exercise with you that my therapist actually had me do, because I think it's going to be helpful to you too. She had me write down, you know, all the different emotions that I've been feeling, and basically put percentages to them and like talk through what is the worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario? And what that does by, you know, not just talking about the worst case scenario, but actually feeling and experiencing it. It's actually a form of exposure therapy. And basically what brief exposure therapy is it's exposing yourself to maybe the physical sensations you might feel, but also the mental and emotional feelings that you might feel, to process it, to experience it, to go, oh, okay, that wasn't so bad, or yeah, that was not fun, and like, I'm okay, I can live through it. And I steal a lot of therapy tricks from my therapist, because she's amazing. I have to have her on the podcast sometime. And she tells me, she's like, you can do this with clients, like, because a lot of it, you know, the work that we do, of course, ties into food, which is so cool. I'm like a nutrition therapist in a sense. And so I did this with a client this week. We talked about, you know, if you were to go all in with your intuitive eating journey, like she feels like she's stuck and, you know, not making progress. We talked about like, what would the worst case scenario be? And it ultimately came down to, well, what if I gain weight? You know, if I fully let myself eat what I want, when I want, what if I gain weight? And I said, what if you gain weight? Like what would that look like? What would that feel like? And we talked about the different scenarios for that worst case scenario. Maybe it was in, you know, with a certain family member and what they would say, or it was, you know, if it's a work situation, what others would think, or, you know, would it hold you back? Like we talked through that. And, you know, after talking through it, kind of puts it out in the open, like, oh, that's what I'm hiding from. It's not the food. It's the weight gain. And it's not the weight gain. It's the, what's my, you know, an example, like what's my mom going to think of me? You know, and it all is tied back to what I'm going to talk about, why I was traveling, or why I'm, you know, was on the road. And so today, so switching gears a little bit. So today I went and talked to my niece's Girl Scout troop about nutrition, and it was super cute. It was super fun. And I asked them, I said, you know, they're what, 7 years old, something like that. I said, you know, I'm a dietitian. Does anyone know what a dietitian is? And more than one of them, mind you, there were like 15 girls, more than one. I hope you can hear me better now. I'm off the highway. Said, you tell people what bad food not to eat. And, you know, I don't know if you remember when you were 7 years old or 8 years old, but for many of my clients, they have vivid memories of, you know, that moment in time when food became not neutral, when exercise became not fun, when they realized my body is different than others and that's something to be ashamed of. And, you know, that can be discouraging, like, talking in front of kids, like if they say that. But what I always remind myself, because I've given presentations to kids, to adults, with a lot of those similar responses of like, eat healthy food, too much candy's bad, like very much good and bad food and food rules and things like that. And I always tell myself, you know what, if I can plant a seed, if I can give these kids one positive experience around food today, or one positive thing they learn about food, that's progress in my book. And same thing goes for adults. If I can plant a seed, if I can get them to maybe even think for a split second about looking at food a different way, we're making progress because it's more than they knew before. And so going back to the, you know, worst case scenario, I talked to a client with this, like, what would that worst case scenario be? And we talked back about, you know, what was your first... Do you remember a time when you had a positive relationship with food, or when food was just neutral and your body was just your body? She couldn't remember, because ever since she was young, as like 5 or 6 years old, someone had been telling her to eat a certain way, or to not eat a certain way, or you have to clean your plate, or you can eat this but not that, right? All those rules. And so it's no wonder she felt so disconnected from her body. And I want to encourage you, because it doesn't matter if you're 32, you're 22, you're 67. Like, if it's difficult for you to remember a time where you felt good in your body, where you trusted yourself around food, you're an adult now. And the great part about that is that you can close that chapter and you can rewrite another chapter. You can rewrite the story about your experience with food, and you can create more of those positive memories, those positive experiences around food, around movement, around your body, and get to a point where you like yourself, you like your body, you like the decisions that you're making, even when that is like eating ice cream. Like, you like the decision, you feel good about it, you don't feel shame, you don't feel guilt, you actually feel control, you feel empowered, you feel happy. Like, I just want to encourage you, like, that is so possible for you. And if it's possible for these young girls, it's not that deep for them, but I pray like that my niece and her generation, like, they're not going to have the same experiences that mine did around food. Although I've also had clients where, you know, you can have a very neutral experience around food, a very neutral, you know, bodies can just be bodies. You can have, you know, an active lifestyle and not think twice about it. You can basically live in a bubble when it comes to food and movement and still be exposed to diet culture BS, because it's everywhere. No matter where you grew up, like, it is everywhere. And when I tell you everywhere, like, I mean across the world. Like, I have these conversations across the world when I go into these different gyms, and it's just mind blowing. But I want you to be encouraged, not discouraged, because, like, you're in control of that story. You're in control. It's all you. So that's my life update. You know, life is hard. Things are hard. And if you're going through a hard season too, just know that we can do hard things. And when we do the hard things, like when we push through, especially things like intuitive eating, like the work of rewriting that story, of taking back the narrative around food and movement, man, it's hard, but oh my, is it so freaking worth it? Like the same, like going back to like this travel and like being a mom. It is so hard. It is so, so, so stinking hard. But would I trade it for the world? No, absolutely not. My clients who do the work, who show up every other week to work on, you know, themselves and getting rid of the cobwebs in their head around food rules and all these things, I can guarantee you every single one of them would say, yeah, that was so hard, and it's so worth it. Once you're on the other side, oh my gosh, it's like I can eat the ice cream and feel good about it, or I cannot eat the ice cream and also feel good about it. Like, it doesn't matter. Food is just food. So I hope that's encouraging you for today. Thank you for riding with me along to my destination. I'm almost home. Thank goodness, because it's almost getting dark out. And I hate driving at night. I have glasses that I wear at night, but usually I forget that I have them when I'm driving, right? Like, I left them at home, but I actually do have them if I need them, but we're home. I would love to hear where you're at in your journey with food, with movement. Send me a DM on Instagram. That's my preferred form of communication. If you go to DMs, you just hold that little button down, that little microphone, and you just talk. But warning, on Instagram, it only lets you talk for a minute. And my friends and I, we like to say, like, we listen to each other's podcasts, which are voice memos, which is, it's just so fun. Like, I can hear your voice, I can hear your heart, and yeah. So, welcome to my jumbled brain. I hope you have a phenomenal week, and Minnie and Timmy and the crew here, say goodbye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.